Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doing a show with a man that football courses through his veins. It is June. And John, as we talk Lions football, look, nobody played last night. Who are we kidding? We're looking ahead. You want to know people's emotions.
Yeah. Where are you at right now as we start to inch closer to this new football season, a fresh start for this Lions team?
You answered it, right? Did I miss it?
Excited? Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to see, because every time there is a change, whether it's through coaches leaving for other jobs, players leaving in free agency, some retiring, and even in the middle of the season, I've said this last year, when guys get hurt, it creates opportunity for the next in line. And I'm excited to see what John Morton brings to this team. It could be better than it was last year.
They had the number one offense in football.
Right.
Not really a lot of room for improvement there. They were dominant offensively.
Right, but it could be better.
Sure.
And
I suppose they could score 40 a game, yes.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of different ways. God. There are a lot of different ways to measure a good offense. It's not just in terms of total points. It could be yards per game. It could be passing yards, touchdowns. It could be a lot of different things for different guys. And so this could be a better offense. It might be a more reliable offense, not relying on some of the trick plays, so that when you get to the playoffs, you're not waiting for J-Mo to make a pass.
Fair point.
And so there is that opportunity. Could be worse. Right, but probably more opportunity for that to take a step back than they are to take a step forward because of the offensive line change in the voice calling the play, still understanding the strengths, weaknesses of Jared Goff. Defensively, I'm excited to see Aiden Hutchinson back on the field. What does that mean for this defense? Terrion Arnold in his second year. I might be most excited about that, to see what type of gains he has made in self-evaluation, what I didn't do well, a lot of pass interference calls early in the season last year. Can he still be that aggressive style and nature, but a better player?
Why is it that the questions equal excitement for you? Because I think, to me, the questions are a source of curiosity. I certainly don't expect all of them to go
the Lions
swimmingly.
Way.
Yeah,
right.
I just think that's...
No, because I like opportunity. I like it when guys have a chance to step up and show what they are. And maybe it's Tate Ratledge at guard. It's Christian Mahogany. We have a small, very small sample size of what he can do on the field, but it was enough of a tease to get me excited about what he could be on the field. And I think anytime there is a change, because every single year, even if the entire roster was back, some guys are older, some guys are just more experienced. Some guys are going to be better. Some guys are going to be worse. What will this team be, and who is it going to be that steps up? And I'm really excited to see what can John Morton do? What can Jared Goff do without Ben Johnson? Like, how much of the success that he's had over the last couple of years was just that relationship and the play-calling ability, because Ben knew what Jared would be calling if he was calling plays.
So it's a little bit of chicken and the egg, Ben Johnson and Jared Goff. Like, they helped each other, absolutely. But I think the key part of the equation was always the offensive line. I don't think it's a surprise or an accident that when Ben Johnson arrived in Chicago, they immediately started making significant changes to their offensive line, trading for two guards and signing a center. They absolutely recognized that what made Goff great, what made Ben Johnson great, was a great offensive line.
And it's kind of a tenet of football. Like, what makes a good offense is a good offensive line.
Well, it's everything. You want to go for it on fourth and one? You better have dudes that are going to create a push. Mm-hmm. You want to operate play action? You better have dudes that are putting linebackers on their heels, because they know that that offensive line is going to go elephants on parade if you aren't ready. A great offensive line is what sets everything up. You want to play with a lead. You want to salt away games. You want to impose your will. You have to have a great offensive line. You want to keep your statuesque quarterback from committing five turnovers. You're going to need a great offensive line. They don't currently have a great offensive line.
No, but the opportunity is there. And that's what excites me about every single season, is to see how much work these guys have put in the offseason, to see it put in place during training camp, and to see the opportunity. Are they going to be able to step up for the opportunity presented them? Not everybody does. Not everybody can.
So this is the competitor coming out, and John, I can see it like in your face almost, like when you, because your opportunity, you got a chance to, you're competing, these guys. They get, it's the next man up mentality. The Eagles lost Jason Kelce and won a Super Bowl. And that argument isn't exactly the same here situationally, but somebody stepped up, had an opportunity.
Okay,
look at a guy like Mekhi Becton, who salvaged his career last year in Philly and got paid for it. That's what John's talking about.
Okay, but
he's not comparing.
I know,
Jason,
and that's
Kelce
why I'm
retiring.
Trying to like rein in, because we're not replacing Jason Kelce. We're also replacing a guard next to him too.
Yeah,
we're replacing Kevin Zeitler, who is a highly productive veteran presence next to Frank. We're replacing two key players from the middle of the line. The Eagles still had Landon Dickerson, one of the high-end guards in football, to aid in the transition on that interior.
But they also had Becton, who had a pathetic career up to that point.
Right, and what's exciting about it is when these guys get that opportunity, the chance that they have to be, maybe Tate Ratledge, because maybe he doesn't have the experience of a Kevin Zeitler, but not maybe, he doesn't have the experience of a Kevin Zeitler, but he does have the benefit of youth.
See, what John's
might be able to pull where Kevin Zeitler couldn't pull. There are things that maybe Zeitler was limited athletically that now Tate Ratledge can do.
He's considered a plus athlete. Look, I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to doubt Hank Fraley's ability to get the most out of Ratledge. And I think he'll be a better version of himself in the late months of the season, having played in the NFL. I just don't know that he's going to be able to be the guy that anchors a line and wins a Super Bowl as a rookie. I think that is a much more foolish expectation.
I'm not saying that they're going into the season as a top three offensive line or the best offensive line of football. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the opportunity is there for unknowns to step in and become known.
I mean, at one point, Jonah Jackson contributed to the rebuild of the Detroit Lions, and then he got flawed and he got let go and he got overpaid, right?
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is a year or two for a guy to step up in this, and he may not be the long-term solution, but if they can get, that's what John's saying about competing. I would say you're favoring law of averages says percentage-wise it works less.
Well, and I think we're getting accustomed to what it's like to be a really good football team where, hey, 15 wins wasn't good enough. Being up 17 points in the NFC title game is not good enough. These are really damn good football teams, John. And they didn't deliver a Super Bowl for the city. So when you ask me what my emotions are, I'm excited because I got a football team that's in that conversation. But I also have a little more anxiety now because I know nothing's promised. And I know no matter how good it looks, there's still the uncharted territory that this team hasn't reached yet. And you don't want to waste it. Like, you got to think about this. I watched a loaded roster of Detroit Tigers players not win a World Series. Miguel Cabrera, Prince Fielder, Victor Martinez, mashers. I got Cy Young winner here, Cy Young winner here. Three, four, five Cy Young winners on a roster. Not win a World Series. So it's not enough to say, well, we got Gibbs and Montgomery. We got J-Mo and St. Brown. We got Aiden Hutchinson. We got Penei Sewell. We got 15 wins, and we got nothing for it a year ago.
Yep, and there's also a lot of teams that win without Cy Young Award winners.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't mean because there are changes that they can't. And that's what's exciting about it, is the ability to go out there and prove that you belong in the league, that you can be a good offensive line, that you can work your way back to the conversations that we were having last year of a top three offensive line. Are they starting that way? No. But they have that opportunity to work their way into that. And that's what's exciting about me, the competition of it, the ability to step up and show that you belong, that you can dominate.
He does get a little fire in his eye when he starts talking about it. Ticket Texter says, good morning, gentlemen. There's one thing that does not change from the Detroit Lions, and that is their defensive line. If they need, they do not ever want to add a second star defensive end. That's a huge concern because it keeps staying the same. Texter says, it sure wasn't the issue on offense. The issue was the defense died a year ago.
Yeah, a lot of guys got hurt.
Why is no one talking about Aaron Glenn leaving? We raved about how good of a job he did last year. Isn't that a big deal replacing him?
I do think it is. But again, Calvin Shepard. And no one's talking about him as a defense coordinator because no one has. He's never been a defensive coordinator. Is that a negative? It can be. It's also an opportunity.
Everything's an opportunity with you.
Yeah.
No expectation for this team. The offense will regress. The defense didn't get better, and they can't carry the team like they'd have to. Best case scenario is 9-8 with a loss in the wild card. Worst case is 7-10, no playoffs. I'm not crawling into whatever hole this guy is living in. That's extreme.
Now, don't make fun of John when he talks about an opportunity, because I feel like that doesn't go across the board. If Goff got hurt and Hooker came in, I'm pretty sure John would be worried about it. Now, he would still say that there's an opportunity. He would say that there's still an opportunity. The odds are probably less than 5%.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's the competitive spirit of Hendon Hooker.
We go dumb and dumber. Yeah, one in a million. So you're saying there's a chance.
Next man up. You know, Tom Brady replaced Drew Bledsoe.
Right. Where did he go to school?
That's right.
Texter says it's 1,000% on Ben Johnson. He made the entire playoff game about himself. Let his ego get the best of him. There's no reason we didn't pound the ball 50 times against the worst defense in the playoffs.
Worst run defense, yeah.
Why did Dan Campbell allow that?
Well, I mean, you sometimes the game gets away, and you're trying to make up for calls that didn't go your way early on. I mean, we'll look at the Tampa loss. It's the same that we asked him that.
Same thing.
You threw the ball 55 times.
I asked, that doesn't sound like Dan Campbell football.
No, and he admitted, we can't win games like that.
But that was part of their game plan coming in, and Dan Campbell, I'm giving him the credit. He is the head of this football team. He makes the decision to install a game plan. The calls go through his headset. He's responsible for everything that happens. There's no love lost for Ben Johnson, and I get why we've pinned this as a Ben Johnson 1,000% problem, because it's way more convenient than being like, I don't know, our coach should have reined him in, but that's part of it too.
Yes, it is.
All right, we got some quotes from Tarek Skubal on his future in Detroit. We'll get those next, 97.1.
Do you avoid being in pitchers? Maybe you didn't like it when you woke up this morning, you looked outside, you felt outside, it's really hot, and you just don't feel good about how much you weigh right now. Just imagine yourself being 40 pounds lighter in 40 days, and you can do it with Ideal You. I know the program really works because I lost 50 pounds in those 40 days with Ideal You, and I've been able to keep that weight off. Book today. Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. They're going to pair you with a weight loss coach. You're going to take those numbers and everything that you talk to your weight loss coach about. They're going to construct a plan that works for you, and they'll adjust it along the way as well, just like they did for me. Book your free consultation right now at idealu.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy getting dressed in the morning, putting on a bathing suit this summer, or just standing in there and taking those pictures. Book your free consultation right now at idealu.us to get your body composition analysis, $150 value, absolutely free.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Quotes from Tarek Skubal on his future. Contract stuff, Detroit, all of it. Some ticket text. John, you want to know people's emotions?
Yeah.
Lions football tends to bring out those emotions. Mm-hmm. Texter says, I watched a reel of Brian Branch the other day flatlining people. Fist pumping and screaming, let's go, can't wait for football season, tow truck Mike.
All right.
When these conversations come up, I felt like John wanted to pick up the pads. Now I feel like he wants to pick up a clipboard and coach these young men. Opportunity, Tom and Flat Rock.
That would be awesome.
Who peed in cookies Cheerios this morning? Out of the two of you, I'm choosing to watch the Lions with Jansen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not a shock there. I don't know how many. If given the option, two rooms, which room would you go in? One, you're watching the game with me or watching with cookies?
You say you don't like to talk during football games. You just kind of zone in.
Okay. Still doesn't. I mean, that might still be better than watching a game with you, Mr. Optimistic.
See, if I was watching with Jim at his house, all right, dude, chill out if you started freaking out. Go to Twitter and post it. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Go pet your cat.
Yeah.
John,
your cat. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me. I have to hit Twitter.
This one says, drama queen Costa, dude, give it a rest. John asked me about my emotions for the season. What do you want me to say? Everything's going to go great. We're winning the Super Bowl. You want two of those on the show? Opportunity.
I didn't say they're winning the Super Bowl.
Opportunity.
He has yet to say it. We tried to get him last week.
I know. He wouldn't step in it. My whole thing is, dude, I love this team. I want them to win. I'm thrilled with how they've turned things around. There are real concerns for them not being a good team, being a great team.
Mm-hmm.
And I voiced those concerns, but that's too much drama for people.
No, I agree with your concerns. I also am providing another
lens
to look through.
Opportunity.
I'm not saying they're all going to work out. I'm saying there's a chance that they could. Chance none of them do.
I feel like you don't really dwell on that part.
No, I choose not to dwell on the negative before the season starts.
Okay, John.
Before we even see it.
Everything's going to be okay.
Are you saying that Jim relishes the negativity?
Here we go. Right, Frank's gone. It's all right. Opportunity's there.
Yep.
Got some Skubal quotes. So everybody wants to know what's going to happen with him. We've asked Scott Harris about it. This is typically stayed behind closed doors.
Yes.
Tarek Skubal said, listen, winning is where my focus is at. There have been some comments made that are interesting, not from me, but I'm going to be focused on winning and doing what I can do. And as an organization, that's where the focus should be too. Before we move on, John, what is he talking about? There are comments that have been made that are interesting, not from him.
Right. And so we haven't heard him talk about, we did in jest. We heard him talking about it on a podcast. And when we had Scott Harris on, he decided that he didn't want to talk about negotiations. They don't want to do this in a public forum. And I respect both of those approaches. There was just maybe one slip up by Scott Harris where he did talk about the negotiations. I believe this was before the season or in a very early
part of it.
This
quote's from, he was doing a podcast with the New York Post.
Yeah, and so here's the quote that Scott Harris had. We can't just decide we're going to sign him. It takes two parties and some understanding of the parameters of a deal, and it takes a willingness on both sides to actually do it.
That was twisted by some as, well, we're willing to, but they're not.
Right.
It takes two. And then we offered Scott Harris the chance, hey, this is getting twisted by people. Do you want to clarify? And he said, no.
Right. So
I'm not going to characterize it as any resistance on their side. I'm just not going to talk about it at all.
Right.
I don't know what else Scoobal would be referring to, because I doubt Scoobal's going, yeah, I saw Tiger Joe 444 on Twitter right. say, it's got to be from someone
in the know.
In the know, and there's been very little of that. The other quote from Scoobal was, it has nothing to do with me not wanting to be here. I hope that's clear. But there is a business side of this game that's not as beautiful as the baseball side.
Yeah, and you learn that business side as a player in some hard lessons, and hopefully this isn't a hard lesson that he has to learn in regards to, you know, the emotion. There's just more emotion in it for the player because it's their life. It's their contract. It's their future. Agents will have many players. They'll go through this and have gone through this many times. Scott Boras is his. His track record is well chronicled. Scott Harris, a little bit less of a track record, but still has been in contract negotiations for almost the entirety of his professional life. So it's not new to him, the back and forth. And when you hear it as a player, it's impossible to remove emotion. And Scott Harris, Scott Boras could both be talking in their terminology, but when a player hears it, hold on a second here. What are you guys talking about? It's just, you can't remove that emotion. And when you hear Scott Harris, because a lot of times you have to talk about the things that are great, you also have to talk about the risks. It's a pitcher. It's one every 5 days. He's had a harm event. Maybe he's due for another one. All of these things play a factor in why they're trying to lessen the number. Scott Boras always talking about the positive things. Oh, well, Cy Young, possibly two Cy Youngs. A trip to the postseason, maybe a trip to the World Series. Like, there's that give and take. And on the business side of it, it becomes very uncomfortable as a player.
So there's not a ton to glean from what Scoobal said, but focusing on winning, that's what he wants it to be right now, suggests we're not doing a deal today. We're not doing a deal in season. Nothing's getting signed right now. In the offseason, they'll have a conversation with him. He'll have a year left. It's incumbent on Scott Harris to try to get something done in terms of a deal.
Don't want to give to free agency.
The business side would be free agency is where you get the most money. And if Scoobal is intent on taking it to free agency,
right, and there's there's 162 games where you could put yourself at risk of being injured, and that number goes way down.
Also a risk he leaves for nothing, which is where the offseason will heat up. And look, if I'm Harris, I make him a grand offer, a strong offer, the best offer we've got in the offseason. He'll wrap up a dominant season on the mound. He's healthy. We're going to give him that offer. He says, no, we're going to leak it like we did Bregman. Here's our big number.
It's a little bit different. That leak probably will not come until after he's either traded or leaves in free agency.
It'd be sudden. Hey, he was traded, and then, oh, by the way, the Tigers offered him this deal, and he turned it down. And yeah, hope we don't get there.
No.
It's 97.1. Now's the time to hit the road in style with a deal from Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024. And if you need a truck to keep up with your summer, at Moran you can lease the 2025 Silverado 4x4 LT Crew Cab for $249 a month. Zero down, 24-month low mileage lease. Strength, style, savings, all in one. Only at Moran Chevrolet. You always get the best price, period. Find your ride fast with MoranExpress.com. Stop in, say hi. They're on Gratiot North of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. You can test drive. They'll take care of you. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We're going to get to something that happened to Heather on her time off. A question of whether they handled this well, fair or foul. And just to give you a precursor, Heather wanted to clarify this was Colin's decision.
It was. It was way more his decision than mine. I mean, not that I didn't agree with some of it. I felt a little uncomfortable by it.
We'll get to that after the news.
Well, we all know that it has been hot here. And the extreme heat in the Midwest actually sent a car airborne on Sunday after the heat caused the road to buckle unexpectedly in Missouri.
And I saw this.
Yes, video of this has gone viral. There was a man, a local man, who was actually recording it because throughout the day, I'm guessing he could see. I mean, they had it labeled a bump that the concrete was starting to kind of buckle, but nothing crazy, just a little bump, right? Well, all of a sudden in this video, there's a car that has no time to stop because he says the concrete basically exploded and rose about 18 inches, sending this car flying.
Yeah, with full Dukes of Hazzard style. Yeah.
Back down onto the concrete. That's how hot it is. And they're saying this is going to keep happening because it has been so hot. And here, at least in Michigan, temperatures will break a little bit. Not today, though. Today is going to be hot. We're still under that extreme heat warning until 8 p.m. Highs will be right around 95 degrees. But of course, with the humidity, it will feel even hotter than that. About 100 degrees is what we'll be experiencing. Mm-hmm. The record to tie or break today is 97 degrees. If we're going to be hot, let's break records, right? That was set back in 1952. We do have the potential for some storms later in the evening today. Wednesday will be cooler. With the rain and the storms, will be cooler tomorrow. Upper 70s and then upper 80s, mid 80s for the rest of the week. So it's still going to be hot, but it's going to feel cooler than it's been for the weekend. So Yeah, we've all been dealing with that in the heat. Yeah. Three West Michigan teens were taken into custody for allegedly leading police on a chase through Livingston County in a stolen car. So police attempted to pull the car over. This was on eastbound I-96. But of course, the car didn't stop, continued through Howell and Pinckney, speeding at least 100 miles per hour. When deputies finally were able to get them to stop, they performed a pit maneuver. The driver, 15 years old, the passengers, 15 and 14, very young. Two of the teens were on a tether. They were also in possession, they say, of multiple credit cards that didn't belong to them. So they were released back to their parents. And because they're minors, they're discussing charges. But I'm sure they'll face some sort of penalty without a doubt. Sad situation in the UP. A man hiking in the Upper Peninsula, the Keweenaw Peninsula, died after falling about 25 feet off of a cliff. The sheriff's deputy basically says that it appears to be just a tragic accident. Very remote area, you know, no cell service, limited radio communication also made it very difficult for them to find this gentleman. But they say, you know, there's no evidence of foul play. It just appears to be a tragic accident. I have these in my news a lot because it's exciting and thrilling, Jim. A Michigan woman screamed, she says, for 30 minutes straight. Lost her voice probably after she won $1 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket. This 57-year-old woman, who is remaining anonymous, learned that she had won while she was on the phone with her daughter. Daughter thought something was wrong, right? This woman's screaming her head off. But no, she won $1 million. She's already claimed her prize. She took the one-time lump sum payout of $693,000, plans to buy a house, share some money with her family, and then invest the rest of her winnings. It's exciting, right? It makes you want to play, even though I won't, but it makes you still want to try. TSA officials had to evacuate a portion of the airport, Detroit Metro Airport, after they found a grenade in somebody's carry-on luggage. They discovered it during, obviously, just a random regular baggage screening, had to evacuate the security checkpoint. They had to call in the explosive specialists and airport law enforcement, and they determined that the item was a non-functional replica grenade.
Okay.
Which is, even though it's not active, it was still prohibited from being in somebody's carry-on luggage. It sounds like it's prohibited in both checked and carry-on luggage. So the next time you're traveling and you want to bring your replica grenade, leave it at home. You know, can't take that. You got to drive.
Yeah,
just so you know, you can also go online and check out a list of what you can bring. You want some more? How long should I go? Sure, let's do one more. Which one do you want? Left, right, or middle?
Middle.
Pick a story. Okay. A Texas man was scolded by a judge when he showed up for court wearing a shirt that said "World's Best Farter." Oh, God. Didn't follow protocol, and this judge definitely had it out for him. That was not a fart. That was a sigh at the end there. The man.
Felony court.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that's how you show up.
Yeah, he also got scolded for not having an attorney represent him. So the judge delayed his case for 30 days so he could go hire one.
It's Heather with the news. Hey, we did get a ticket texter who says, Heather, if you're going to say it's hot, let's break records, maybe don't be the person in an air-conditioned studio. Come out and work on the asphalt crew and let us know if you feel the same way later today.
I agree. It is way too hot. But if it's going to be way too hot anyway, we can't control it, right?
Have those people burn?
Let's break records.
Oh, come on.
If it's going to be upper 80s, let's... Or 90s, I guess. Yeah. Upper 90s.
Let them eat cake, Heather Park.
Might as well be 200 degrees. Let's really break records.
I mean, let's do it.
Fry
right?
them like eggs. Come on, Heather.
No, I don't want anyone to fry like an egg.
Okay.
Die of heat exhaustion or like heat stroke. I don't want that.
Hydrate. And yes, we're thinking of you if you're on those work crews. Not all of us want to break records with the heat today.
I guess. I'm just saying we can't control it. If it's going to be hot, why not set a record?
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure we had time to get to what happened on your vacation, because we're not really judging you about your comments on the news.
Okay.
We want to judge you about what you and Colin pulled, the stunt that you guys pulled.
A stunt. I don't know if I'd call it that. Well, we went out. We were vacationing, right? We went to Cape Cod, which was a great time. We had a blast. It was perfect vacation to go with toddlers because we took our kids, too. And we went out to eat every single night. And, you know, it was expensive. Everything was very expensive. That's beside the point. But we got to a restaurant. We had to make a reservation. You couldn't make them before. You had to make them in person. So we knew this. Every restaurant was packed. So we went early, put our name down, went and did some shopping and walking around. And then we finally got to sit down after about an hour wait. And right off the bat, there was just little things. You know, all the menus weren't there. We wanted to get some drinks, but we didn't have a drink menu. So we had to wait for them to bring us that. But we did order some drinks right off the bat. And I think we probably ordered our drinks and our meal together because we were ready to go. We
You're
had the kids and we were hungry. And so we got our drinks, and the drinks were not cheap. They were about almost $20 a piece.
So like 18.
Yeah, they were $18, which is expensive for a cocktail. And we ordered our meal and a kid's meal, and we sat there and drank our drinks. And I realized, okay, that's gone. That's all right. Sat and wait. We're entertaining the kids as much as we could. And time is going by, and we realized that we've been sitting almost an hour and a half.
With no food.
They did come and bring us those little crackers for the soup.
Oyster like crackers.
Bags. Just here's some bags of crackers.
Like sympathy
right?
crackers?
Yes. But the kids liked it, all right? Like that was entertained them. They liked eating the crackers, and I ate the crackers too because I was hungry. And then as we were sitting there, we were out on this back like veranda, like this back patio. So it was a little bit more intimate. There was other groups, and there was a big bachelorette party there, and they started kind of chatting with us, and they hadn't gotten their food. They were seated before us, got there before us. There was another couple who were just leaving, and we're like, you know, just so you know, we were here for about 3 hours before we got our meal, and it actually wasn't even the right meal when we got it. And we thought, oh my goodness. And the waiter finally came back over. We never were able to refill our drinks, but he's like, we kind of said, you know, like, what's going on? He's like, oh, I'll bring the kids' meal. And we're kind of like, Bring all of our meals, because if the kids eat, they're still going to have to sit and wait for us to eat, and it's getting super late, you know, bedtimes, whatever. After the discussion with everyone else, Colin was like, you know what? This is crazy. We're out of here. And I'm like, okay, sure, I understand. I'm thinking, okay, we're out of here, but we'll pay for our drinks. We'll pay for the kids' meal that did come. But he's like, no. Go. We're done. We're leaving. And as we were walking out of the restaurant, our server was coming back with our tray of food, and we didn't talk to him but we made eye contact, and Colin said, look man, we're out. And he did that sympathy, like, okay, I get it, like the nodding of the head, and we left. We just walked out, and I felt very uncomfortable because I thought we would at least pay for the food, or like tell somebody, like tell the manager, I don't know. That's how I thought we were gonna go. But Colin's like, no, just, we're out. We're not paying for anything.
So you dined and dashed, kind of. I mean, you didn't get your full meal. You got drinks and the kids' food.
Right.
And then you left without paying.
We did.
In a huff, kind of.
Kind of. It wasn't like we weren't super huffy. I felt super uncomfortable. So I was just trying to like, I'm just going to go. Like, I felt uncomfortable.
But it was past the point of no return, because even with the food coming, you guys were just unhappy with what
we
was happening.
Yeah. Yes. It was way too long to wait for food, whether you're with kids or not. But the kids made it worse to sit there that long when you have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. It was a lot of waiting.
So technically, Brooks and Emily dined and dashed.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, yes. They did. The kids dined.
But parentally supervised, you children drank and dining dashed. And dashing.
Dashed. Yes.
So the question is fair or foul. Like, it's outrageous to have to wait that long. I'm surprised you guys waited as long as you did. Like, John, there's no way you would wait that long.
No, I wouldn't wait for myself for that long, but especially with the kids.
There was something about the vacation. We're sitting out on a patio. It was a nice evening, right? You had at least a drink. I would have liked one more for the amount of time I was sat there. But anyway.
Would you have left without paying for 2 drinks?
I don't know. It really depends on the total time.
Because you said part of Colin's rationale was if he had complained, he would have expected them to comp the drinks anyway.
Yes.
So you're not going to sweat not paying for them. It's unacceptable service.
Right.
See ya.
That was his rationale. And I was
and
just
you felt
like,
kind of nervous doing this.
I was uncomfortable because I thought we were going to pay for what we at least got. But he was like, no, you go. I'm like, okay, I'll take the kids and run. Like, okay, I'm going.
The server
was really nice and pleasant, but
no tip.
No, we didn't leave a tip.
Right.
But it also, while he was very nice and pleasant when we saw him, he never did come. He never came back to check on us. We never got our drinks refilled.
Because he could have done that at the very least.
He could have come back and said, sorry for the delay.
Yeah.
We're working on things. There's a delay in the kitchen. Like, we never got any of that.
And I don't think it's his fault if the entire restaurant's 3 hours. Clearly,
no,
it's a kitchen
either.
Issue.
He was very nice.
But he could have been more attentive to notifying you, keeping your drink stock. Because, hey, now it's a couple that's three drinks in just kind of having a good time.
Right. And maybe that one could have turned into that.
Right.
But it didn't.
No, and you guys were hungry either way. John, you're straight-laced. I'm sure you have an issue with Heather over here walking out on a bill, right?
I guess we'll come back from break and find out if I do or not.
And that's the question for everybody. Fair or foul what they pulled, the stunt on vacation. It's 97.1. Dining and dashing. You're on vacation. You're Heather Park. You've been served drinks and a kid's meal, but it's been 2 hours and your food hasn't shown up. You leave. Fair or foul. 248-539-9797. Texter says, Heather, this same scenario happened to all of us at a local restaurant. We did tell the manager on our way out, but you guys were in the right.
So they did the same thing. See, that I would have felt maybe a little bit better having spoken to a manager too, just to like, I don't know, let them know. And we weren't like angry. It didn't end like that. It wasn't like, we're so mad. It just kind of was like, what are we doing? This is ridiculous. We're hungry. Let's get out of here.
I would have been angry 2 hours without the food. I would have been, John's word, hangry. John, you're Mr. Straight Lace. You would always do the right thing. You'd return the wallet and all this stuff. How do you feel about it?
After waiting nearly 2 hours, no, I'm walking out as well. I have no issue with what you did. I mean, it's a couple of drinks. I would have probably left, I don't know, maybe $20 on the table for the server, but I have no issue with you're waiting that long. They have abused the relationship that they're trying to build with you to serve you food. You came in, they didn't fulfill their end of the deal, so take off.
Yeah.
Texter says, I get it. I think I would have thrown down two $20 bills, but I understand walking away, Tom, in Flat Rock.
Yeah, that maybe could have been something we did, at least for a tip, if nothing else. But but typically don't carry cash, so that's also...
Like, what would the bill have been for two drinks and a kid's meal?
Well, the kid's meal was also $20,
okay, so
which
about
is super expensive for a little kid's meal. But
so it's like $60, give or take.
It would have been $60 with just what we got.
Jeff and Troy says, it's a crime to walk out on a bill. All right, I guess we're locking Heather Park up today.
It is, but I know there wasn't any words said between Colin and the waiter, but he could obviously tell what was going on, and he could have stopped you at the time and said, let me get your bill, and we'll take off, you know, what I haven't served you yet. He just kind of nodded and said, I understand what you're doing.
The only word spoken was, we're out of here.
Yeah.
I just think, though, like when you go to a restaurant and things aren't normal, whether something was happening in the kitchen to cause it to be long waits or the short staff somewhere, that they would be upfront about it. Like, what's going on? Like, when we were in Florida, we went to this restaurant one night and all the tables were not seated, but we had to wait. And they said, how long we'll wait? And half hour at the most. And I said, okay, we'll do that. We knew why. We could read the room that they didn't have enough staff to serve all the tables, so they were being honest with their customers.
Yeah, and I think that would have made a huge difference had we known off the get-go that this is going to take a lot longer than typical. Are you okay with that?
Then you make the call.
Then we could have decided right then and there.
We just want to cash out. We'll pay the drinks and leave. Right? If they had told you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at that point, if they tell you, hey, like...
Or even before we were sitting down.
You just wouldn't have even gone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, especially when you said other tables had waited several hours.
Yeah.
This wasn't a new problem. This was an ongoing issue at the restaurant that they just hoped you would sit through and grin and bear it.
I'm fascinated that many people would wait that long.
Well, she said one was a bachelorette party. They probably felt like they were kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Then the other one that said they waited 3 hours was a couple. The only thing I can think of is like you're on vacation, unless they were local, but you were outside a beautiful evening having drinks. Time kind of does slip away for a moment because you're just like, okay, relaxing. I mean, even us, we didn't realize how long we were there until we looked at our watch and we're like, we're starving.
I could see it for a couple, but not a couple with kids.
No, it was
time does not slip away. You'll look back at it when they're 18 and be like, where'd the time go? In that moment, time is not fleeting.
Texter says, I can picture it right now. Colin storming out from his booster chair and leaving the restaurant. Inquiring minds want to know, what did you guys actually do for food that night?
Oh, we went for ice cream, and then I ate a Clif Bar in the car. Kids loved it. They had a big bowl of ice cream.
Did Colin get something later?
No. No, he ate a big ice cream cone and then whatever. I mean, we had stuff at like the place we stayed, snacks.
So I could eat ice cream for dinner, but no, it would have to be a lot more than just an ice cream cone.
We didn't eat dinner that night. Mm. It was late because it was late. It was just way too late.
Yeah, but I mean, you could order. I would have had to order pizza or delivery of some sort.
I know, but where we were staying, it's like this quaint little, like things weren't open late. There wasn't just like a pizzeria open till midnight or something, you know?
I agree with Heather's husband. I would have left, especially after they didn't come and check on you guys.
Yeah.
Texter says, being a criminal defense attorney, I can tell you that bad service is no defense for not paying your bill. It's larceny, false pretenses. Wow, Heather. Then there's four exclamation marks.
Is it a misdemeanor or a felony? What are we talking here?
Lock her up.
Can't believe they didn't confiscate your passports at the airport.
Not let you fly home. Uh-huh. First world problems. Heather didn't get her grilled cheese with ketchup fast enough.
That would have been pretty good. I would have taken that.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.